And after 18 months of at times heated negotiations and two full strikes, firefighters are set to vote on a proposed settlement with fire and emergency. It would see cumulative wage increases of up to 24% dating back to 2021, a similar boost to allowances, and a sign-on bonus of $1,500 to be paid to members the week before Christmas. It would also include blood screening for occupational cancers and other illnesses, and better medical and psychological support. The National Secretary of the Professional Firefighters Union, Wattie Watson, is with us now. Morena, Wattie.
Morena.
Now, are you and your members satisfied with this proposed settlement?
Well, we've taken a ratification meeting from this week to the 18th, but I don't foresee any problem in getting this ratified. We're very relieved we've got to where we are, and this is a really important milestone for our membership.
The process in order to get to this settlement, though, was a heated one, as I just said. But in terms of getting to this point, what was the game changer?
I think there were two game changers. The first one was our membership taking the historic national-wide action and literally walking off the job twice. And that led to a process initiated by the Minister where Graham Colgan, former Employment Court Judge Graham Colgan, looked at the issues in the bargaining and produced a report. And that report demonstrated that our membership and firefighters in particular was significantly underpaid when compared to other jobs and fens, as well as externally. And that the key issues of the staffing, the poor staffing levels, the poor appliances, the dire state that appliances are in, the health, safety and wellbeing issues need to be addressed. And that resulted in the government really moving mountains for us, and we really appreciate the work of the Minister. The offer in July from FENS was costed at $45 million. The offer we're taking out for ratification is costed at $145 million. And that was only achievable because of the Minister and the government's involvement.
So that one extra $100 million is coming from the government?
$75 million of it is a loan structure with FENS, and the government is increasing its public good contribution that it makes to FENS, I think it by about two or three times more.
In terms of that 24% wage increase, how much will that bump up a firefighter coming into the force?
So currently a firefighter coming into the force is about $46,000 per annum. And that will give them a good 10 pay per annum above, and then it rises quite quickly. So for our members, hopefully they will no longer, the lower ranks, have to rely on food banks to feed their families. By 1 July 2023, most of our members will have had about a $15,000 pay increase to their base salary, some of them more, some of them up to 21,000. And that will make a huge difference to them. Because we've been in bargaining for so long, this is a three-year agreement. We've now only got 18 months to run. But the final part of that pay increase comes into play on the 1st of July 2023, and that's when they will have realised those the full salary increases. And that will make a huge difference to our members.
One of the key things, and I remember covering one of the first strike that was had, and I remember speaking to some firefighters who were in tears explaining the situation, not only about pay, but about their safety on the job and appliances and equipment's failing. What in the settlement will help address that?
So you're quite right. Those are the key issues, as well as their mental health and risk to occupational cancer. And what we've achieved is working parties where our members have equal representation as management to actually get these big issues dealt with. This will not change overnight, but it will mean that we address immediately the numbers and the information so we can address immediately with how we need to increase the firefighter numbers so that they're not working these extraordinary hours routinely. And they will also be working together to put up the program for the procurement of the fire trucks and specialist appliances and the maintenance of those tracks is also and also a really ongoing serious issue with helmets and boots. So there's a lot of work to do, and we're going to be pushing to get it done quickly so that the actual procurements can be made and the recruitment can be undertaken.
Hey, thank you so much for your time. I understand ratified by the 18th of December. That is Wattie Watson, National Secretary of the Professional Firefighters Union.